This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, two in the books, 1 hour still to go, 60 minutes on the clock as we wrap up the final hour of the show. Barry, Nick, and Joel, I don't even want to talk about tomorrow. Today's been a great show. Lots of stuff to talk about.
Songs from 2010.
So stupid.
There's no reason to have a theme this week. Songs from 2010. Because we moved forward a decade this month in January. It used to be 2009. Let's play some songs that are a decade old. Nicholas, you good with that?
Song. Yeah, absolutely. Songs.
No, bitch, don't beat. Oh, God bless it. I hate you. And you're over. Hey, Google Fingers.
No, I'm
why don't
not.
You
I'm
chill
sending
out
a message
and do a
to
show
someone
with me.
Ass face.
Demetrius said, I'm in. I want a hat. And he's not the first person to say that they would buy a hat if we had them made. So
for the record, I'll pick up D-Mata's hat. I'll buy D-Mata's
yeah,
hat.
Yeah, I know.
Straight up.
Demetrius, we're not going to let you pay for it. We'll definitely give you
one. Yeah, you've taken good care of us.
Man, for sure. But I could see that being a thing, though. Just get The Usual Suspects on the back of the hat, put the little asterisk on it, done. Mm-hmm. I like it. I'm not going to put it out there yet for everyone to sign up and buy. Because I first want to get costs and everything through.
We
got to
get someone that'll do it. Yeah.
Yeah. And so we'll figure that out and then we'll bring it up again for sure. Justin said, y'all see that swinging and banging shirt? No, Justin, I live in a hole with no internet and haven't been tagged on the swinging and banging thing 9,000 times.
Lay off Justin,
yeah.
Bro.
And no one has seen that, Justin. It hasn't gone around the internet 55,000 times.
Not everybody from Cut and Shoot.
That's the worst thing about this is you get tagged on the same joke 8 bajillion times in a week. It's like, yeah, I saw it the first time. It's the internet. We've all seen it. Stop tagging me on it. Stop tweeting it to me.
He was so
Stop
much.
Stop sending it to me.
He was a lot angrier in the commercial.
I really was.
Just like
it's so frustrating.
Yes.
And I guess too,
the
because
language
I'm known,
was a little more harsh.
Well, because I guess because I'm the comedian, so if there's something funny that happens, everyone tags me on it. Which yeah. is cool.
It's gotta
I like
be frustrating,
it, but I don't mind it the first like three times. But and no one knows. It's nobody's fault. You don't know if I've seen it yet. But oh my God, could you imagine if you had to get tagged on the same joke literally 50 times in a week? You're like, oh my God. Okay, I see it. It's frustrating. This is the hell I live in. Some of these texts that are coming in are dumb. Right, like the guy that texted us last week about his buddy that used to listen to 610 is upset about something. Tell him stop listening. And what he said, we never even said. Y'all are making stuff up just to get your text read. I'm not doing that anymore. But somebody said, if you had to start a team, who are you taking? Bill O'Brien, Marvin Lewis, or Jason Witten? I just won't start a team. If those are my choices, I'm not starting a team.
Can
yeah.
you punt?
You know what? I'll just, who's my first pick? I'll let them coach. It'd be like Pete Rose, player coach.
Of the three, I'll take Jason Garrett.
I mean, I said Jason Witten. I meant Jason Garrett. Sorry.
That's what I was just going to say. I
meant Jason Garrett. Yeah, okay. That's my bad. Because I'm looking at a Jason Witten text. And, yeah, it gets confusing. Jason Garrett,
you and Jason
Marvin
Witten
Lewis.
You text a lot?
Jason Garrett, Marvin Lewis, Bill O'Brien. Who you taking?
I take Jason Garrett.
You would?
Yeah.
Nick, who you taking?
I'd probably take Jason Garrett, too.
Would you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who you taking? Bill O'Brien?
Yeah.
Of those three?
Really?
Yeah.
He's Man. The reason why you're no longer a fan, though.
Yeah. No. Listen, you guys, I have always tried to be honest and upfront, but of those three, Jamokes, he's the best of the worst of those three.
I disagree.
Okay.
I think because
Marvin. Let's look up their winning percentage.
But here's the thing. Marvin Lewis was a very, very good defensive coordinator, so at least you know on his specialty. He could coach the defense.
Need I
Bill
remind
O'Brien
you,
was
quarterback
all,
whisperer?
That's what I'm saying. So that's why I wouldn't take the quarterback whisperer and all of his broken offense and conservative play. At least Marvin Lewis, could, if he has the weapons with the players, could put a defense together that could do something.
And Bill O'Brien could put together an offense no matter who the quarterback is.
Okay, Ryan Mallett.
All right, Bill O'Brien's winning percentage in the NFL? 52.9%. He wins almost 53% of his games. That's pretty darn good.
Okay.
Marvin Lewis's winning percentage. Take a guess, Joel. Don't look at me. Eyes over here.
I don't have
eyes over here. What's Marvin Lewis's winning percentage? More or less than 50%?
Well, he had some bad years late, so probably less.
I'm going to say more.
Right at 50.4. Like, he is, like, right at 50% of his games. All right? So that's – we know O'Brien is 52.9, so we'll round up to 53. Marvin Lewis will round down from 50.4, so he's 50%. Jason Garrett, is his winning percentage higher or lower? It is not 50. It is either higher or lower. What is it?
It is higher.
It is higher. It's 55.4. So he's actually has a better winning percentage than Bill O'Brien. Damn, I didn't know that.
Nick and I both picked him.
Yeah, you did.
You picked your best friend.
Looks like the, you know, the Houston dry humps at it again.
You took Billy Ball. Friend. You wanted Billy Ball.
I still
Ball.
Think he would be a better coach than Jason Garrett. I don't know why, but I just he did some things with a bunch of crap quarterbacks, and that was pretty impressive. So neither one of them can win in the divisional round, so it doesn't matter who you take. I don't know. Did Marvin Lewis ever get past the divisional round?
I don't think
so. Well, the Texans made sure of that.
The Texans beat him twice in the divisional round,
I think. Oh, my gosh. I'm looking at Marvin. Okay, so if you look at Jason Garrett, and they show you results in the postseason, lost to Green Bay divisional round. Lost to Green Bay divisional round.
Say that again. Can you just repeat that for a while for me?
Lost to the Rams divisional round. That was 2014, 16, and 18. Bill O'Brien in the playoffs. Okay? Lost to KC wildcard game. Lost to the Patriots divisional game. Lost to the Colts wildcard game. Lost to the Chiefs divisional game. So you're either losing to the Chiefs, the Patriots, or the Colts. And it's either in the wild card round or the divisional game. Now Marvin Lewis. Ready for this? Marvin Lewis in the playoffs. Lost to the Steelers wild card game. Lost to the Jets wild card game. Lost to the Texans wild card game. Lost to the Texans wild card game. Lost to the Chargers wild card game. Lost to the Colts wild card game. Lost to the Steelers
wild card game.
Wild card game. That dude has never won in the playoffs and has lost every time in the wild card game. Oh my God, you thought it was bad. At least Bill O'Brien gets to the divisional round. That is a whole new level of suck. But that dude lasted way longer in Cincy. 2003 to 2018. So guess what, Texans fans? That means you could probably count on Bill O'Brien being here for at least 15 years. That's 2029. I'm moving. I'm telling you right now.
Way to crap. We think our listeners want to hear that.
You think I'm going to sit here and root for Dry Hump City for the next 15 years? You are out of your mind. No way.
Did you have to go that far?
There's only 2 years he hasn't made the playoffs, by the way, Bill O'Brien. His first year, they went 9-7, and then the 4-12 year. Yeah. But he's made the playoffs every other year, guys.
That's your guy. You're going to turn the corner? You're coming back to being a fan again and...
Now, why does this one say his winning percentage is 54%? What the heck is going on here?
It's Wikipedia. His
head
wife
coaching
got
record.
It.
NFL 52.9, and then down here it says 54.2. That don't make no damn sense.
All I heard was, Barry, you were moving. That's all I heard.
I can still do the show remotely, ho.
Yeah.
I can still do it remotely.
Believe me, everyone's aware.
I can still do... Shut up. You are so not getting a hat.
I'm going to get one, though. I really do want one.
Me too.
But not the one like your one you're wearing today. With you're talking about the H and the star.
Yeah, no, not this one. Not the Flying A prototype hat, which is really cool. I wanted one of these for a long time.
I know you did.
Love this hat.
We looked at them at Minute Maid, but they didn't have the one you wanted. Because I saw El Jefe had tweeted us that earlier, and I'm like, that's not the one we're talking about. If you're going to put an asterisk, you put the asterisk by the H with...
Yes, it's just going to be the star and the H. They're whatever Astros hat is their current regular on the field hat.
Well, they have three. Have blue orange visor. They have straight orange, and they have.
We're going navy, probably orange visor, maybe.
I think just all navy.
All navy.
Yeah.
Well, this is what somebody sent me, and I kind of like it because it matches. That's what we're going for. I like that.
Let me fill you in on something.
Okay.
As long as the asterisk's the same color as the rest of the hat, it matches.
What are you talking about?
You can use any of the colors. It could be white. It could be orange.
And this is what we're going for. This is what I'm going for, Joel. You want to branch out and do your own thing? Do it. Look, if you're on the Twitch line, this is what we're going for. Okay? All right.
I like all navy blue with the logo, with the orange dash.
Oh, my God.
I'm just letting you know. I'm going to be like, who's the member of the rock band that just wants to rock the boat?
I don't know, but you're being that for sure.
I want to be the guy, and I want to be Michael Bivins in Belle Biv DeVoe. I want to rock the boat. No, I don't want
Ralph
that
Tresvant?
One. I'm a man with sensitivity. I want to rock the. I want the blue, all blue hat with the Astros.
Somebody said they're a Dodgers fan, and they would definitely wear a suspect's asterisk hat. Okay.
My brother-in-law is a Dodgers fan.
He would rock it.
And his brother-in-law, they both would love him.
When I put out the call for who's interested in sign up to buy it, this won't be a thing where we're making a profit on this, by the way. It's going to be whatever it costs is what you're going to pay. We're just going to coordinate it. But it is going to have an asterisk on the front and something to do with the show on
if
the back embroidered.
If AJ can focus on it, he'll have one. He'll take one.
Whether it's like, boy.
He got the Bun B hat last year.
I see. What you're doing.
Mm-hmm. AJ's favorite drink, high C. Favorite body of water, Red Sea.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Bumper Music Jesus, for taking us to
Bumper Music Jesus.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, boy. This long ass text,
just
I'm not reading
Black
that.
Black Eyed Seas? We gotta go to break. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
I hate you.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, ESPN, 97.5, final hour of the show. We take you till 4, Blitz takes you till 7. It's Aaron, it's Fred, and I don't know who's filling in for AJ.
I will find out.
So he's out. He did the morning show this morning with Mike Meltzer. I don't know what happened there, but
yeah,
I got in the car to take Taylor to school, and I heard Meltz and AJ.
Huh.
Instead of the normal crew.
Okay.
I don't. They traded off? Oh, I think someone said that Granato and Raheel had XFL duties of some sort or something.
Oh,
this morning, possibly.
Was that what it was?
So, you know, voice of the Roughnecks, John Granato. Right. If you don't know that. And who does?
Several people are already sending in their I want a hat. We're not doing it yet, fellas and ladies.
Are you going to do community hat? Like everybody that wants one can get one?
Yeah.
Okay.
All you got to do is when we figure out where to get these made, then we're just going to take an order. And it'll be like, hey, we need 50 hats made.
Which would be really cool now, if we all go to Astros games and you start seeing people wearing them.
Yeah. Now, Tyler said he wants one in snapback. And I know you and I do fitted.
Yeah, I don't do the snapback.
Nick, you like snapbacks.
I like fitted, too.
Do you? So we'll do either one, and then we'll just put, you know, Usual Suspects, and then maybe hashtag, or like, what up, H-Town, or maybe hashtag TUS on the side or something like that. We'll figure it out. This is happening.
Yes, because you got to consider with a snapback, you're not going to be able to put something on the back of the hat.
Yeah, you can above the curve of the hole.
Oh, on top of the rainbow?
Yeah, tramp stamp style.
Oh, boy.
Right above the, yeah, right above the hole.
That's a good look.
Yeah.
Been wearing it backwards a lot, too.
See a Hefe's tweet?
No.
It looks pretty nice.
Oh, wow.
There's
yeah.
Three of them.
He took the Astro World hat from Travis Scott, and then they put three asterisks in the place of those. That's pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
I still haven't heard from him whether he can make this happen for us or not. So,
yeah. So if you're listening enough to be doing all this stuff, tweeting us El Jefe,
just let us know if you can make this happen or not, bro. Because if not, we'll move on and we'll find somebody else that does embroidery that can make this happen. But stop photoshopping. Start typing.
Have y'all seen several people have texted us and tweeted us too? If you haven't seen this Delonte West video, I was telling you about it during the break. There's not a whole lot more sad than that. I mean, look, he was the butt of a lot of jokes after he and Jameer Nelson played at St. Joseph's and had a great team. Then in the NBA, he was the butt of a lot of jokes because whether true or not, it was said that he had slept with LeBron's mom when he was with the Cavs. But he had a decent NBA career. Then they said at one point he was seen on a motorcycle, I believe when he was with Dallas, with a gun in a violin case.
What?
When he was pulled over. He had told stories of sleeping in the Mavs locker room and practice facility because he didn't have a place to stay for a while. But
How does that happen?
I don't know. And obviously he was still at the NBA at that point. But now a new video surfaced where I guess he was being questioned for something, and it looks like he's handcuffed, and he starts to speak and just starts speaking gibberish, and no one can make it out, and no one knows what's going on. So his college coach and Jameer Nelson and a lot of people now are chiming in going, we need to come together and try and get this man some help and try and do what we can because this is a bad situation. So it's very, very sad. And you know, a guy that was in the NBA for a long time and had a lot of success from a basketball perspective, from a life perspective, needs his friends right now. So hopefully he gets it.
Yeah, hope so. I haven't seen the video, but that's sad.
It really
very
is.
Very sad.
So,
speaking of sad, where are you guys on having to watch Bronny James play basketball on ESPN?
I mean, here's the thing. They did it for LeBron when he played. I do like and I do watch, I know that's shocking to you, when now I see CBS, I watched one the other night where CBS Sportsnet did some of the bigger named high schools that everybody knows that all the people, all the good basketball players transfer to so they can get noticed.
Is it Oak Hill or whatever?
Oak Hill. I watched Oak Hill play the other night in the semifinals of a tournament, and they had like four or five D1 prospects on it. So, I mean, I've got buddies of mine, and one of my best friends, Ty, just loves the high school. He thinks it's just there's still some purity in the game back then, and he wants to see where these kids that are prospects.
There's no purity in high school basketball.
But when you look at that team, I realize every now and then it'd be cool to see, well, how's Dwayne Wade's son playing with LeBron James' son?
Why is that
son?
Cool?
Because you want to see the,
no,
the
I
element
don't.
Of curiosity to see, is he going to be as good as his dad? Can he play at all?
Bro, the last thing I want to do is sit down and watch SportsCenter and you show me Bronny James highlights. Get the hell off my TV.
Well, you heard what happened yesterday, right?
I don't want to see a high school kid playing basketball. I don't care about that. If I wanted to, I would go watch high school basketball like a creeper.
We had that discussion. I will go to high school basketball games and watch
I do not need to see LeBron James's kid. It ain't my kid. I don't care.
There's plenty of people out there that do. Because you know what? ESPN, at the end of the day, knows that it's all about sales and revenue. And I guarantee you that people will sponsor whatever it costs to put those games on the air. And I think that for your opinion to have that side of the equation, there's plenty more that say, I want to see if he can play. I want to see if he's got game. I'll watch that game.
That's just dumb to me. I don't understand.
Well, you saw what happened yesterday, right?
No.
So yesterday, they were playing, which is, by the way, you're in high school and you're playing a tournament in somewhere near Massachusetts or somewhere on the East Coast. So you're a high school team playing basketball during the school year on the East Coast and your high school's in California. LeBron, playing in Boston with a game that night, took a helicopter to the game, watched his son, took a helicopter back, played that night against the Celtics. They got whacked by 30. And people are starting to say, well, was that part of it? Took you out of your routine? You know, was that part of it? But a bigger deal was, too, that during the game, Bronny James was by the scorer's table ready to inbound the ball coming out of a timeout, and evidently a kid crumpled up some trash and threw it at him, and LeBron was, to say, incensed. He didn't see it at first. Someone sent him the video, and he was pissed.
Oh, well. Get over it. Guess what? You put your son out there like that, this is what's going to happen. The haters come out of the woodworks. If you can't have it both ways, LeBron. You can't sit there and say, hey, put my son on ESPN. Run his games on ESPN. Make him this big star. Make him popular. And then when people hate him and boo him and throw trash at him, you can be like, oh, that's not. Now, I don't agree you should throw things at people. But guess what? When you put somebody out there like that, kids are haters and they're going to do stuff like that. I don't care if you're mad. Get over it.
I don't disagree. Put your son out there. I don't think LeBron said to ESPN, put him on. I think ESPN has enough forward-thinking people that said,
please,
if we're looking for programming, because they've overpaid, as we know, for a lot of different programming, which has put them in a hole, and they've had a lot of cuts and budget cuts and things. The fact that they could go out and get programming like that, probably pretty damn cheap. And again, I believe there's enough people peeping it that are going to watch it. I don't think that's LeBron calling the network saying, put my son's games on.
Please.
I know.
You wouldn't convince me otherwise. There's no way. There's as many connections as he has. ESPN runs NBA basketball. They know who.
You know why they wouldn't get him involved? Because he'll want a cut of it.
No. He just wants his son to get the run to be able to,
Barry,
to be able to
LeBron's
have the same
son.
Career.
He doesn't need that. People are going to go see him even if he played down in Katy. And he was on the Katy Tigers basketball team. Believe me,
you
he's
saw
LeBron's
what Barkley
son.
Said about it?
Huh?
You saw what Barkley said about it?
No.
He said, quote, this is the ultimate exploitation. What is the financial incentive other than the network making money on these high school kids? You're making money on college kids. Now you're making money on high school kids. It's awful, dude. There is no reason to be running high school basketball on a network like ESPN. You want to run it on public access? Okay.
He just answered. He just answered my argument for why they're doing it. Because the network's making money off it. Because people are watching it and people want to sponsor
it. You think that's okay?
I'm saying you're bitching about the fact that you don't want to see Bronny James.
I'm saying I don't want to see high schoolers on ESPN. That's not why I tune in. I don't care about a 15-year-old playing another 15-year-old.
I think the thing what could settle this is the ratings.
They're going to be there. Depending on when the game's played, people are watching. And guaranteed, if they weren't watching, they wouldn't put it on.
I just got your email. Bastard. His list is already in.
Oh, boy.
This bastard here.
By the way, I've been getting all...
Hey, do you want to vote on a new topic, Joel?
Yeah, let's oh, reopen
hell
it.
No.
It only let's the listeners vote. No. What should be the topic for tomorrow's Way Back Wednesday? We got a half hour to go on the show looking for ideas. 713-780-3776. We're opening it back up. What's our topic for tomorrow's Way Back Wednesday? Hope. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. It's the usual suspects. ESPN 97.5.
Home for sports is ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final half hour of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, and Joel in the studio. Again, open voting for a topic for tomorrow for Way Back Wednesday.
You guys are hoes.
Give me the ideas between now and 4. Send them to Barry, myself, text them, whatever.
By the way, I want you to know, 2010, great year. Plenty of good songs left. You guys are being hoes.
Themes like depression for the city of Houston. Lots of different things we can talk about. But before that, we were talking about the fact that the Delonte West situation is very sad. Doc wants to get in here. A senior suspect. Coach, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How y'all doing today?
All right, man.
What up, man?
Okay, I was listening to you guys. Two things, y'all having to deal with. And I'm going to tie in Delonte West with the high school basketball. A lot of these high school programs, the coach was everything, and, we were able to tell kids what they could and couldn't do. And now the kids, they all feel like they're stars, But they take that from the NBA guys, when they get fouled, they're crying and things like that. It's just a different type of brand of guy that's growing up. And the example that they're giving is what those kids are following. I actually like the high school games on TV, me being a coach or whatnot, but the thing is, it's according for my philosophy anyway. It's according to what high school is going to do. It's a bunch of high schools. I did watch that particular game that you're talking about.
Yeah.
And the kid, LeBron James' son, I've watched him play a few times, and he actually belongs, on the floor. And what I mean by that, he doesn't look out of place being a freshman. But, what I've noticed is that particular coach that coaches that team, those guys get away with playing a lot of hero ball, whereas when they face a team that's well-structured and well-coached, they can't beat them. And I've watched two games where they had trouble beating them.
You got to wrap it up, buddy.
Okay, real quick.
Make your point.
And then the second thing is, does Bill O'Brien have pictures on somebody? Because, golly, he should have been gone after what happened the other day. I'll hang up and listen to you guys.
I really do think Bob has pictures of Cal naked or something. Or maybe he's got video of him.
First of all, they'll hope he doesn't think he can sell them.
Or he's got video of him at a soccer game kissing a side piece. And that's probably why he's still around. But, yeah, sorry, Doc. Didn't mean to cut you off, man, but it was kind of meandering. We just wanted you to get to the point. Here's the thing. And that's fine. We know Doc is heavily involved in high school basketball and AAU and all that. And I would get why he would watch that. I totally would understand that. But, and somebody said, well, Barry, don't you watch Little League on ESPN? They cover Little League. Do you have a problem with that? That was Last Rail Poet said, you know, what about Little League? Okay. No, that's a great point. But you know what they don't do? They don't just cover the son of a famous baseball player. They cover the entire league.
But I just told you I watched Oak Hill. But I know networks are putting on top high school teams in the country on TV. It's not just Bronny
James. But you're interrupting. You're showing on NBA TV, or not NBA TV, but whatever the NBA highlight show is on ESPN, they literally, as part of that, showed a Bronny James highlight. Kiss my
ass. Now,
Ben,
wait a minute.
That is not
NBA. I
didn't
see that.
And I don't need to see it.
Okay, I didn't see that. Now, but you don't know because of what I told you happened yesterday. It might have been that they were showing you that during the game, a fan threw garbage at Bronny James.
This was a highlight of him, and he didn't even make a shot. He missed it. But you're showing me a highlight of a Bronny James missing a layup. I don't care about that, especially if I'm watching a show that is NBA-based. If you tune into a high school, if you want to watch Oak Hill play, okay, that's fine. You're tuning in because you want to see who's the next high recruit
for Duke.
I want
to see these recruits go to different schools.
So I mean, to me, it's still weird, but I get it. Okay, that's fine because it's like Little League. You're not basically making it all about one player's son. But that's what ESPN is doing. They are basically exploiting Bronny James for the sake of ratings and whatever else they're doing, like Barkley said. And it has no place in the NBA or on NBA shows. I don't want to see it.
But during a high school show. Ray, there's two separate things, too. I get that you don't want to see the highlights during an NBA show because you're turning into the NBA. But at the same time, the game itself is on. They're showing the whole game start to finish on the network.
Well, I don't even know that.
That's what I've been talking about.
Damn if
they're
I watch that.
Entire high school games on ESPN. They've shown Bronny James' game on ESPN before.
That's terrible.
CBS Sportsnet had the Oak Hill game.
Awful.
I've watched high school games on numerous channels.
Yeah, look, I know that ESPN runs that high school McDonald's All-American game, whether it be basketball. They do the equivalent of that in football before, what is it?
The
I don't
Under
know,
Armour
East-West
game.
Or...
The high school game is the Under Armour game in football, and it's the McDonald's
but again,
All-American game.
My point basketball. Is, and I still think that's kind of weird... And silly, but I get it. But my point is I am specifically talking about the coverage and the interruptions and the forcing Bronny James on us, whether it be through an NBA show or a highlight on SportsCenter. It's all about Bronny James. Does that dude even start?
Yeah.
Okay, because somebody said he came off the bench.
As far as I know, he started.
And the only highlight I've ever seen of this dude, he missed a shot. I don't know why you would show that other than ESPN is just being thirsty. But don't force Bronny James on me. Don't be showing me highlights of a 15-year-old. I don't care about that kid. When he's playing college ball, I'll watch him. But they are literally just doing that because of who his dad is. And it's disgusting.
Okay. I just, like I said, I watched the whole game. I don't know, and I thought you were referring to them having the games on. Because they are making money, there's no doubt. And it's just, it's an easy ratings win. We're going to put the game featuring Bronny James and Dwayne Wade's kid, on against whatever high school they're playing. And I guarantee you sponsors are going to line up, and eyeballs are going to be on it. Because they're curious. They want to see if he can play. But when you're talking about highlights on an NBA show... Look, there's a correlation, though. It's an NBA player's kid, but I understand you're passionate against it.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense to me. Somebody said Barry sounds like a crybaby bitch right now. Yeah, you would know, I guess. What are you talking about? I sound like
is
a crybaby
Jason
bitch
G?
Because I have a because I have an opinion. You're a dumbass. Stop
that,
texting
is that
the
that
show.
That guy's name, by the way,
huh?
Was it Jason G?
Yeah, I don't know. Jason G, probably.
Yeah,
who knows?
All right. And Doc was going to comment on Delonte West. But again, a very sad, sad situation.
It really is.
Talk about the way the guy, from a perspective of being the Cinderella story 1 year in college basketball, he and Jameer Nelson had the backcourt at St. Joe's that made on a historic run. Both ended up playing in the NBA for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
But Delonte always had his issues, and now he's got more, and people are really concerned about him. So there's a whole kind of a movement. I think it's Phil Martelli and Jameer Nelson and a bunch of other people are trying to get people to help him and find him.
That's so sad.
I got a chance to watch the video during the break, and it's just like you explained.
It's sad?
Absolute gibberish. It
really?
Is super, super sad.
Damn.
It's going to be me in 5 years.
Now, wait a minute. Come on. You ain't leading I hope you don't follow the whole path, because I'm going to tell you something right now. You can do a whole lot of things, and we know in the prep, but you ain't sleeping nobody's mom on this show.
Oh,
I'm going to try not to.
Bro, I swear to God, you sleep with a rowdy granny, I'm going to shoot you in the face. You have sex with my mom, Nick? I'm going to shoot you, bro.
Thankfully, I'm out. My mom's passed away. You leave rowdy. I don't have to worry about that part of it.
Then that just leaves my mom.
Yeah.
You leave rowdy granny out of this, bro.
No guarantee, sir.
What? Oh, I'm coming to fight you right now. No guarantees. I got to talk to my mom.
Nick's bringing the Rockets red glare.
She's like,
rowdy mommy.
I love Nick. No, mom, trust me. He's trying to get in your rowdy panties. Don't.
God! Nick, I'm sorry. You can do a lot of things, but we would have to have some kind of executive decision made ended up sleeping with rowdy granny.
Don't you. I swear to God, I will fight you. I will beat the horn off your head.
I don't want your mom to hate me, so shout out to Barry's mom.
No, don't give my mom a shout out now.
We know she's a suspect.
Don't give my mom a shout out.
I'll be at the Rockets game next week.
I feel like didn't she say she's going to tight ends Wednesday?
Shout out to Barry's mom, bitch. She's not going to tight ends, Joel.
She's going to tight ends to see Nick on Wednesday.
I swear. What happened just now? Damn it. I hate both of y'all so much.
Nick, don't get a motorcycle or a violin case, please.
Somebody said,
those are all the details.
Oh, is it?
I mean, over the years.
Yeah.
I mean, because in Dallas.
Stay away from my mom.
You guys.
Somebody said, shut up, Barry, about the kids.
Yeah.
Change the channel. Yeah. How about you change the channel? I can come on here and bitch whatever I want to bitch about. You change the channel.
The Little League is a good point.
Yep.
But I'm not watching Little League baseball for the same reason I'm watching high school basketball. I'm not looking for the next major league player. I mean, that's just fun seeing the international competition and the kids and the joy that they get out of playing the game and all that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, they take it seriously. It's
no doubt.
It's competitive even at that level, but I see what you're saying.
Yeah, it's different than me watching high school basketball to say, well, you know, let's see what the next generation is going to bring in terms of – and Doc brings up a good point in terms of style of play.
Right.
Because you also want to see if, like, the AAO circuit is all hero ball. But mm-hmm. if you get the right coaches, it's interesting to see if you can take a top prospect and get them to play systematic basketball mm-hmm. so that they don't end up being just like a one-on-one guy their whole life.
Yeah, and it starts there, if you believe it or not.
No doubt.
I mean, they really start to learn from guys like Doc about the game and how they should be acting. And whether they listen or not is a completely different story.
It used to be that a guy's career could be dictated most importantly and have the most influence by a high school coach. Mm-hmm. Now, because these kids get started so early and scholarships are being flung around and people are being offering this and that to play AAU ball, you actually got to start with the coaching staff earlier on because that's where it becomes focusing on fundamentals.
Somebody is saying now, Josh and Beaumont and somebody else texted the show and said this about the Delonte West video.
Yeah.
Is it old?
No, they're saying that he was actually beat up.
By the cop. Yeah, there's two videos. There's one where he's getting beat up by the cop and he's in handcuffs.
But is that why he's talking gibberish? Because he got his bell rung?
Well, that's an interesting question. I didn't think of it that way, but there is two videos. If you go to the USA Today website, they have mm-hmm. both of the Twitter videos posted. It doesn't look like it looked like a bad beating, but
man,
it is really sad, man.
Yeah.
Like it's no. I mean, I made that comment, but it is really sad. I don't know what caused the officer to start beating him up like that on the street, but it was literally in the middle of the street.
Damn.
Is he handcuffed while he's beating him up?
Yeah, it looks like that. Ooh, it really
that's
does.
That's really bad.
Yeah, that's chicken bleep.
Yeah, that's not sure. good at all. Totally different than just Delonte West being in a bad
situation. Don't hold that's me horrible. To it, but it looked like that from the video. I'd have to double check and make sure.
What are you laughing at?
Our suspects are crazy. Somebody says send Tracy to Jacksonville.
That would get her done.
Boy. You guys.
There'd be plenty to blame the police in on, I guess.
To Jacksonville to distract and hopefully
Bill O'Brien.
Get Bill O'Brien fired. Yeah.
I feel like I can say that because now we know Nick is trying to have sex with my mom.
So
everything's on the table right now.
This is
there's something.
I'm not calling you dad, okay? You're not my dad. I'm not calling you dad, Nick. Go to break.
Yeah, we're going to have to. All right. We got one segment to go on the show. We'll put a bow on it next. Then Granato's in for AJ.
Mm-hmm.
Fred, Aaron, the Blitz. They'll take you till 7 right here on ESPN 97.5.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back final segment of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7. If you missed any of another spirited and fun show, ESPN975.com. Click on the show tab for The Usual Suspects at the top of the page. You can catch up on the hours that you missed today. And then while you're at it on the front page, you can also follow the instructions to download the app. Then you can take us anywhere, everywhere, and never miss another show.
Let me tell you what. This person on the text line can also go to hell. Hey, Nick, if you're trying to come to the Rockets game with the Rowdies, we can get you a ticket next to Rowdy Granny. Signed, the Red Rowdy Coordinator.
This is going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen, Joel. I'm
totally banging your mom.
No.
Wow. Isolate that. I'm totally. Wow.
Oh, my God. That's it. I'm going to bang your brother.
Dude, what's wrong with you, by the way?
I'm going to have sex with your brother now just because of this. See what you've done? Yeah.
You know what?
Now you're going
to. I wouldn't be mad at you.
I'm sleeping with your
what
brother
is with
now.
What's with all the family affairs?
You gotta stop.
Nick?
I'm gonna get fired by 4 o'clock. You guys are gonna get me fired.
What's with all the family affairs? First, you're going after my sister. Now you're after his mom.
Going after? That was a done deal, player.
I didn't need all that either.
You're just running through the whole show, bro.
Actually, the more I think about it, Nick, that's on you. That would be on you.
Yeah.
All right, boy. Matt wants to get in here. We were talking about the sad Delonte West video.
I think this is gonna be some clarification.
Matt, what's up?
Okay.
So there was the video where he's getting beat up. I mean, as far as I know, cops don't wear blue jeans, leather coats, and white tennis shoes.
They do if
the guy
undercover.
Who was beating him up was
I've seen Sons
all
of Anarchy.
Over him in the middle of the road.
Oh, so it was just a civilian?
What's that?
So it was just a civilian?
It was a civilian that was just stomping on him in the middle of the road while cars were literally going by on the freeway.
Damn.
And cars were backed up. And then supposedly Joel watched the whole game, and he didn't because he would know that Bronny came off the bench. But that's all I got. Thanks, guys.
I didn't say I watched
Call
that game.
Out.
Hey, Matt, supposedly get your ass out of your Uh-oh. Head out of your ass because
I
didn't watch that game.
You,
no.
Is he a starter?
You said, is he a starter? Right. And I said, and I don't know. But
so
I
now,
said the game that I watched was Oak Hill Academy
I think you just
in the semifinals.
Busted. Matt got you.
Screw you. He did not.
But here's the thing. Does it change your mind now that we have to watch highlights of a famous son of a famous player's son who doesn't even start? He comes off the bench and he's chunking up air balls?
Change my mind.
You want to see that on SportsCenter?
No, because you know
a
what?
A bench player in high school.
Wait. But I'm not watching to see Bronny James. I'm watching to see if there's other talent on his team. I'm seeing the games in which the top high schools with the top players are playing. I didn't watch that damn game. And that damn game, it was like, if it happened yesterday, then it was during the day.
Didn't he say
where we were
it?
Working. No, I didn't say I watched that game. I watched the other night, I watched Oak Hill Academy in the semifinals of a game. Okay. I told you when the game happened and the fact that he took a helicopter to go see his son play.
Okay. Somebody said, you guys are going to end up on Maury.
Yeah.
And they're going to be like, when it comes to
today
Barry Laminack.
On Dr. Phil.
When it comes to Barry Laminack, Nicholas, you are not his dad.
When the producer fornicates with the host's family, problems arise.
Houston Rockets home schedule.
You know, Rowdy Maya could probably get you in as well.
Yeah.
They're playing the Nuggets tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Mavericks on Friday.
Okay. Keep this up.
All in Toyota Center.
So, you know, the lull between games would be that Thursday.
I can't believe this is just out of control right now. People are texting me, telling me to call you Papa Shirara. It's not happening, Lance.
Barry, who's your daddy?
Oh, boy. I can't.
Nickel comes in rolling. I love it when you call me Big Papa.
I hate this so much. I hate you so much. I hate the listeners so much. Let's take this call. I have never been happier to get to a Clarence call than I am right now.
Getting laid tomorrow.
Wow.
Congratulations on me.
Clarence, what's up, man? What's up, Clarence?
What's going on, guys?
What's up,
first
man?
Up, two things. First, I agree with Barry on that one. If you want to do a highlight of a high school basketball game, do a show. Don't interrupt NBA for it, but you know there lies the problem. They don't show all the high schools around the country, so you don't have enough highlights. Secondly, Barry, you better watch out, because you're going to go to your mom's house one day, and Nick's going to pull a whole baby boy standing up there butt naked drinking Kool-Aid out of a glass in the refrigerator.
Man, I'd be like, bro, you got two horns?
Oh, that's, you know, you guys remember the Winchesters, right? They often join us at the Beaumont Remote.
The Steeler fan club.
The Steeler fan that you went at the other day.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay.
Or not the other day, but a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Beaumont, yep.
Shane and Amber.
Yep.
Yeah.
Shane said, I should double date him and his wife, me and your mom.
He just said that today?
Yeah, he just texted me.
Tell Shane to go to hell.
I think it's a good idea.
Shane needs to be careful.
There's so much going on.
Off the rails.
There's so much ammunition right now. Porch,
okay? I see her wanting to take pictures with you every time we're down there, Shane. You better put some handcuffs on her yourself, homie.
Oh, my goodness. Thank God we're done in Beaumont for the year.
Let me tell you how many pictures exist of my mom and Nick. Now, let's talk about your wife and Nick.
Oh, God.
Texting that stuff, bro. You better sweep your own front porch, homie.
Nick gets spread out like manure, man. He's just fertilizer.
He's got all kind of herpes and stuff, man. Don't give my mom herpes, bro. I'll be so mad at you.
Your mom right now is
my mother.
She's cringing all the time, dude. By the way,
it's no longer a holiday. The freaking pickup line today is
my mom listens on a daily basis. I hope. I haven't gotten a text yet, so maybe she's not.
Hopefully she took
either that or she's just disowned.
Hopefully she took an off day.
But she's probably like, oh,
talking about?
She's my at,
she's,
God.
She's texting Barry. Can I get Nick's number?
I'll give her shames.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. This got out of control.
She's a out Ravens fan.
Of control.
Oh, boy. Oh, yeah.
Don't look at me. I don't know how to move on
by
from
the
this.
Way,
do
let
not
me,
look at me.
Let me
I'm
just,
trying.
No. Let me just say this, though. If the listeners out there want to start texting about my mom, be really careful.
Ooh, yeah, let's not do that.
I know Nick and Joel, and we can joke about this. You guys really need to be careful at this point. That's all I'm going to say.
That's a good point. It's a very good point to be made. Because, yeah.
Just be careful. I'm deleting them all. I'm going to give you guys the benefit of the doubt. Just be really careful. Because I'll find all of y'all on Twitter and your mamas. Be careful.
Yeah, I completely agree with that.
Don't take it too far. Let us do this.
Hefe and Cody Stutes have tweeted out Saturday Night Live's tweet that says February the 1st, J.J. Watt's going to host Saturday Night Live.
I don't need to see that.
I don't think I do either.
Nah.
Is he that big?
I got no interest
in
that.
Is he big enough nationally to be the host of Saturday Night Live?
Yes.
Is he?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely he is.
Who's Luke Combs?
Nick, I have no idea.
Who's Luke Combs? Country?
Country singer?
That's my guess because, I mean, I don't know who the hell he is.
He is a country singer.
All right. So then that J.J. Watt, musical guest Luke Combs on February the 1st, followed up by February the 8th, RuPaul.
Yeah.
with musical guest Justin Bieber.
Mm. So RuPaul's hosting and Bieber is the musical? I'll be honest with you. I'd rather see Bieber host.
I don't know. He's fallen off the deep end a little bit since Bieber? His popularity, the height of his popularity.
Bieber hadn't fallen off.
Yeah, he has. Are you a Belieber or a Belieber Bieber or whatever they call them?
Oh, a
Belieber?
A Belieber? No, I'm not a Belieber. But I think he's still popular.
Not nearly as popular as he was.
Well, yeah, he's not like, you know, teeny bopper popular.
Got married. He's been going through some stuff recently that I saw on like Entertainment Tonight.
He's just speeding through his neighborhood. It's no big deal.
Nope. Worse than that.
But, oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't keep up with him, so I wouldn't know.
You're just not hip with the
I guess not. The time. Yeah, no, I wouldn't want to watch RuPaul host or JJ Watt for that matter. I would watch, you know, the best really is Justin Timberlake. When he's on
there, fantastic.
It's outstanding.
Yep.
He's a really good comedic actor.
D in the Box.
Yep.
Was always a good skit.
Yep, yep.
Even when he goes on The Tonight Show
he's very
with
funny.
Fallon and very they funny. Do that skit where they're like at summer camp as kids.
Yep.
And they're supposed to be sleeping and they're goofing around. Yeah, Justin Timberlake is extremely talented.
Agree.
So I guess J.J. Watt, February 1st, look for him to be hosting Saturday Night Live in the new season. So great. I was looking for some of this stuff with Bieber. I'm not getting into all this right now.
Well, we got to go anyways. It's 3:55. We're about to wrap it up anyway, so.
Well, okay. Well, you better hope Nick wraps it up.
Oh, now see? See? That was uncalled for, Joel.
It's talking about the show, Barry!
If he's got anything, he got it from your sister.
That's, well. See? Boy, I could say so much right now, but I'm just not.
But the problem is you would diss her.
I would. That's what I was gonna do too. Like, that's what I was gonna do. I gotta watch my P's and Q's. Come on,
you gotta watch her P's. And...
Oh, okay. See. I'm not saying she's into all that. All right, so that'll do it for another spirited edition of The Usual Suspects. We'll be back tomorrow for a Way Back Wednesday. And on a Way Back Wednesday, Barry, what did we decide? Because we want. I didn't see any suggestions. Excuse me. Are we going to go
off the
board?
There were several, but you know what? We just gave Nick a hard time. We're going to go with 2010.
Plus, his list have sucked for so many years. Yeah, we might as well just give him a shot.
I saw it. It's pretty terrible. He started off with Travie McCoy. We're good. And then CeeLo. We're okay. There's plenty of... Yeah, no, we're good.
Did you really?
Yeah, no, we're okay.
What's Travie McCoy? I want to be
a billionaire.
Oh, yeah.
Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that song.
Yeah, that's great. That's what you led with. We're good. We're okay. There'll be plenty of songs from a decade ago
when I see you
from.
Singing in your car, I think you sing to Bruno Mars.
This was the best eight songs he could come up with from a decade ago.
It was the quickest eight songs he could come up with.
He
Googled it, and at the top of the page...
He had a whole show, and he leads with Travie McCoy, billionaire, and I don't even know what the hell that is. I don't even know what a Travie McCoy is. So we're good. Let him have that. We're okay.
I am. We're going to let him have that.
Totally. His list sucks.
Speaking of letting people have it. So anyway. Speaking of letting people have it.
Okay.
Rockets with two home games the rest of the week. Be afraid, Barry.
Boy.
Be very afraid.
She's got a week back, bro. Just be careful.
When she heard it, about a week back. All right, so that'll do it for us.
I hate you.
It's The Usual Suspects. God. We'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully so will you. Granato's in for AJ. It's Fred, it's Aaron, it's The Blitz. They're coming up next. Have a great night, everybody, right here, ESPN 97.5.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.